KELX, mobile. Monitor.
4 HKX. Morning, Mike.
KO4 HKX and 6 CLX. Nice morning, huh?
Cool and foggy up here where I'm at.
That station identification. Oh, I don't know. Mornings like this are good, though. I guess knowing that it's going to warm back up tomorrow.
Time of the year. I've lived here all my life, so I've gotten used to it, I guess.
Sales this week?
Had a good week. Tuesday was the only real slow day, but the rest of them were pretty good days, so I'll take it.
Well, if you sell tools for banging out dents in the roofs of, major dents in the roofs of Jeeps, I'll send you some work.
We sell those, but you would be better off to take it to one of the shops that already have them.
Over there on Wade Hampton. You know, it's one of those things where I don't know where to take it, so I let State Farm give me a list.
That guy would have helped you with that.
And again, you were breaking up, or I was breaking up.
It's probably me. I'm in an area that I don't normally drive through. I said you could have asked, and I would have sent you somewhere to get it taken care of, give you a recommendation.
I just needed to get it taken care of. I was just on the way to work. I'm just trying to get it done that morning. But I got it over at, there's a new name now, Gerber, over there on Wade Hampton. They're busy as heck, though. I don't know.
The old John Harris, I went in there yesterday, and the guys are just covered up.
And I expected that, you know. That's just everywhere.
Found a couple guys also. So they're doing the best they can.
Perhaps you would have recommended.
But if you wanted it fixed, or you were paying to have it fixed, I would have sent you somewhere else.
Well, we'll leave that up. That's good. I'm glad to hear that, because then it's gonna take a few weeks, they said, for them to even pull it apart to get an estimate to the insurance. Then I'll wait and see what the insurance has to say. It's up to me to do what I got to do.
Shops out there that'll fix that for you and help take care of you on some of the pricing issues.
Good. I mean, it's the Blue Book value of that thing's not much. It's a little over $3,000. Don't know what the reality is of it. You know, a Blue Book is Blue Book, but, you know, if I had to go out and buy one right now, I'm sure it would cost me a heck of a lot more than $3,000.
So if you could even find one that you'd want to buy right now would be the next question.
Exactly. You know, and all it is it's a little bit of body damage on the paint damage on the driver's door, glass on the door, the windshield, and body damage at the roof where the windshield connects to the roof. Bent down, in other words. Some interior crap needs to be put back in place, but more than that, you can spend more time cleaning up the glass than anything else.
It explodes, it goes everywhere.
I got what looks like smallpox all over my arm.
You weren't hurt seriously anyway, and neither was anybody else other than the deer. So, that's a good thing.
Talking to a customer, giving them the bad news about their delivery yesterday. They're in New York, in Long Island, Deer Park. I was telling the purchasing lady what happened. She says, is the deer okay? Man, you don't know. I wish I'd thought of it earlier, because I should have said, tasted mighty fine.
You've ever ate a deer after it's been hit, but it does not taste good.
No, I'm sure there's blood everywhere and all that stuff. I wouldn't want to have it. Tell you what, though, I was in shock. And then the next thing in my mind was, dang, I wish I had my handgun on with me and put it out of its misery and get rid of some frustration.
Call the law on you for discharging your firearm.
So, couldn't have done it anyway. There are two cops. One came up and taking the report, and then his buddy came up and said, I'll go look for the deer. And he comes back, he says, I found it. And I said, was it a buck? I want to know if I got my first buck of the season. He says, I didn't lift his leg and look.
4 ULP monitoring. This is my first ham radio contact, if you don't mind me jumping in.
7-6 CLX, my name is Mike, and I've been in ham radio since I was 16, so that was 40 years ago.
Wednesday, so I'm really excited to get into the hobby, and the FCC call sign, I guess, just came this morning, so I'm excited.
I'm here to help you out if you have any needs or any tutelage or whatever else you might need.
I'm Alexander, and hoping to get more of a ham shack set up. I have a mobile radio that I'm going to use as a base radio and throw an antenna up on the roof, but right now I'm on a handheld in the house, so my signal's okay.
You're fine, and the other station there is KO4KYX. That's Patrick. And give me your call again.
Kilo? Never mind. Don't have the song alphabet memorized, but KO4ULP.
Morning, Alexander. I believe Russell was telling me about you yesterday. And congratulations on getting your call sign and your ticket. Nice to meet you this morning.
You too. You know, I'm good friends with Russell, and hoping to come over sometime and tell me to set up my other radio. But yeah, he's really great, you know. But yeah, thanks for your help and taking time to talk to me.
Bobby again, and like Mike said already, if there's anything we can do to help you, I'll be glad to help you. I got my license about a year ago, so I'm not too far ahead of you.
I'll say for my technician, the people on the Zoom meetings and the digital, they said it'd be a good idea to learn Morse code, and I'm thinking about maybe starting for my general, I don't know, at least give myself a month's break before I start studying for a new license class.
In the process of studying for my general right now, so it's quite the test.
Were you?
A lot harder than the technician, or is it about the same?
A little more to learn with it. You got some more math you got to know and some different things like that, so just take your time and study it, and you'll do fine. And go ahead. Phil, I believe it was.
Yes, this is Phil. I wanted to get in on this first contact, or I guess be the third one. My call's W4 and never give up, as I say. Not generally accepted phonetics, but people seem to remember that. And I'm on Highway 11, headed to work. Tell me where you live, Alexandria.
In Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, and pretty close to the Tigerville Fire Department.
Oh, well, you're close to North Greenville University, aren't you?
Oh, for ULP. Yes, I am about 3 minutes away from North Greenville.
I'm headed your way now.
That's interesting, yeah. So you're on Highway 11, correct?
Yes, I just crossed over Highway 14 on 11.
So, Highway 11 headed the opposite way from Lake Kiwi and Jocassee, the other way, correct?
Well, let's see. I'll go 5 or 6 more miles and then turn on Tigerville Road, and I'll be at North Greenville, so that pinpoints me. I don't want to monopolize here. I just want to break in and be in on this. Welcome to the hobby. There are lots of people that will help you. The Greer Amateur Radio Club meets once a month, and there are a lot of guys there that specialize in being what they call elmers, which is a person that goes, any ham will help you, but elmers really love to help new hams and answer technical questions and all kinds of help. So You don't struggle now. You reach out and you'll find help. And we're glad to have you in the hobby. You carry on with these other two guys and I'll monitor. W4, never give up. Listening.
Well, thanks, Bill. 73 to you, and it was nice chatting with you.
Old, may I ask?
Yeah, they're homeschooling this year.
Yes, you can always tell the homeschoolers. They're articulate and intelligent.
For HKX, Alexander, Mike, Bill, I'm going to have to say 73s. I'm pulling in at my next stop. So, Alexander, it was wonderful to meet you this morning. Look forward to talking to you on the radio and learning from you and trying to help any way I can. Gentlemen, y'all have a good day. KO4HKX, and I'm clear.
4 Tango Juliet, Quebec. Monitoring and congratulations, Alexandria. Just wanted to chime in, too. I'm new to the hobby as well, so don't be afraid to reach out.
For your all's support, I'm really excited to learn more about the radio and maybe hopefully get into HF sometime.
I think you will do very well.
Beautiful breakfast waiting for me to devour, so I gotta go. Thank you all for your help. It is 73. This is KO4ULP. Clear.
And 6CLX.
4HKX. Mobile.
With a quick stop, Patrick. And 6CLX.
Up here to FedEx to pick up some deliveries, and they won't allow you in right now, so that didn't take long.
And you're not at one of the offices, you're at an actual FedEx location.
Deliveries that came in FedEx ground, and they're having some technical difficulties and labor issues this morning, I guess.
Howdy. Yesterday I got the news, that customer I was talking to in New York, they're waiting on an order of 10 fans for their first serial production of a new line that I helped them pick fans for, new customer. And I got 10 fans sitting in Germany waiting on motors. We've had motors on order and supposed to be delivered since September. Can't get a 24-watt motor.
Screwdrivers that are made in Germany, I can't get and have already been on back order for about 3 months.
Yeah, and then yesterday I got the news that the fans I just put an order in for won't ship until the end of January because I can't get AC motors now. And I'm talking, 12 watts AC motors, little split capacitor. It's just crazy.
I don't know what the answer is, but I know it's definitely what we're not doing now. So I'm ready to try something else.
Got it in a little bagging last night so I could go out. But I went out and just before close, got down to Palmetto and got my new gun. A Gen 3 PAK.
Able to find any ammo to go with it.
Oh, I've been collecting that for the last year or so. I cringe when I have to buy more rounds. They get more expensive every time I go out. But I just bought a couple tuna cans at 50 cents a round.
Yeah, it's getting expensive, and I'm assuming that's 9mm.
And 6 CLX. No, it's an AK, so it's 7.62x39.
Now I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I have no help for you on that one.
I don't know. I'm starting to like range shooting with rifles. It's just kind of expensive.
Right now, even buying a 30-06 for hunting is expensive if you can find it.
Yeah, some of the most expensive meat you'll ever eat is
the stuff you could gather yourself.
Well, okay, now I'm here, so I'm gonna do more than threaten. I'm gonna get in there and see what's awaiting me. N6CLX. Patrick, have a good day. KO4KYX, N6CLX. I'll be cleared on your final.
Have a good day. And 732, hope everything goes smooth today. And it's KO4HKX Hotel. X-ray.
I realized that as soon as I keyed up. Let off the key. I'm a little tired, Patrick. KO4HKX, N6CLX, I'm clear.
KO4HKX, N4ZLK. I'm picking up a little bit, so I don't know how long I'll be able to talk. KO4HKX. I was just going to tell you, you need to start shipping with a different company and maybe get to know somebody at that other one. They could help you out. Wish I could. The only reason I ship with them is because they're the closest to me. The closest other company is an hour away. That, I'm just giving you a hard time. We definitely run things a little differently. We try to help the customers out a little more. I have a customer I pick up. I do a trailer swap every day, and they had a FedEx trailer drop down there too, and she said they didn't pick it up the first night. It had stuff needed to go out. They didn't pick it up, and then they came the next day, picked it up, and then the third day they brought it back with all the packages still on it that they shipped out 3 days before. Just giving them a hard time too. I know that's not the norm for them, but it seems to happen more often than I think they just have different people here go grab that trailer and run that, whereas we're more dedicated to our customers individually. We get the same customers on a regular basis. Anyway, good to hear you this morning. I'm picking up pretty bad on this, and I'm up to what you said.
N4ZLK, mobile.
N4ZLK, W4NGU for a short one.
How are you, N4ZLK?
Doing good, Shane. Just wanted to say hello. I'm pulling into the parking lot. But, shipping is getting to be something else. I just wonder what the bottom line is with all those ships. I don't know. I've got some ideas, but... I can't believe they're that short of labor.
I don't believe it either. There's a lot of other things that are happening that are causing it, but that's the way it goes. We can just blame somebody else for it. But I hate to see it because things were going really well.
You go through a rough period next year when all this stuff starts really hitting the fan and businesses can't operate. Then it's going to be 3 months before they get apart. That's just not going to work. But good to hear from you. And I'll talk to you soon. W4, never give up.
Well, good to hear you. Have a great day. And enjoy your weekend. I hope your dad is okay. I heard he was in the hospital. N4, is that okay?
He's going to rehab today. I told him they were concerned about COVID. And that I would have to visit with him at the window. I couldn't come in. All absolutely true. Straight above board. I just did not use the word quarantine, which he would have objected to. So I guess it's all in how you say it.
Well, good. I'm glad he's going to rehab. It sounds like he's doing better. Anyway. N4ZLK, Phil. Have a good day.
HKX, KO4NUE.
For HKX, Mark Jet.
And Black Hole, when you get a minute, I can talk with you on the telephone. Give me a holler.
You need to talk to me on the telephone, and now is a good time, so go ahead and give me a call. KO4HKX.